There was some discussion on council that the original ordinance that we passed about a year ago that gave the mayor authority to pursue, you know, as our executive officer to pursue the acquisition of the water company. At that time, the ordinance that we passed said that we would pay attorneys and specialists, et cetera, when the water company was acquired, and it wasn't clear about making ongoing payments, which we have been doing because council supports moving forward with the water company. So tonight, it's a public hearing on amending the ordinance to be more clear that the mayor has authority to engage with professionals and lawyers as needed, and that we'll continue to pay the bills.
As needed, is this then essentially a carte blanche to do whatever, or will there be certain limits established?
Well, we talked about that when we had this in committee. People on council, we would like to hear regularly what is happening with the acquisition case and the eminent domain, and the mayor said he'd be happy to come on a weekly basis if we wanted him to. There was some discussion of whether we should put a dollar amount in there, like every time it got to $100,000 that we'd have to revisit the topic, but that just seems too cumbersome. I mean, the city council has the authority to stop this anytime, to say we don't want the mayor to pursue this anymore. You know, that's completely within our power, so we don't have to write in anything like that to the amendment that we're considering tonight.
And what are we up to so far in terms of legal fees? Is it $500,000 ballpark?
It's more than that. It's closer to $700,000. At this point.
And tonight's public hearing, it's not just crossing the T's and dotting the I's. I also understand it's another chance to gauge public opinion. Is that correct or not?
It is correct. I feel like the Missoula City Council is very open. You know, every Monday night people can come and tell us what they think about anything. But I think it is good to have opportunities when people can come and talk about specific issues. So tonight people can come and say support or opposition to continuing down this path. I feel, and a lot of other city council members that I've talked to and who have also said on the record, that we feel there's strong public support for continuing to move forward with this. But it is always nice to give opportunity